Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Ooh, she's bold. So bold to ask something like this. Go ahead, Robert. Tell everybody what's happening.
So I'm in a pretty weird place with my girlfriend right now. She's basically asked me to be her sugar daddy while she goes to med school.
Oh,
okay. Bold, I like it.
Yeah.
So, like, she's been toying around with going back to school to get her MD, but she's, like, already in serious debt. She's also had her own share of setbacks when it comes to her own personal health, but that's beside the point, right? Like, now she's ready to go back to school, get this degree, fulfill her dream of being a doctor.
Cool.
Yeah, except for the fact that, like, I'm the one who's supposed to finance it.
Like, the college loans and everything?
I know, just the living part of it. I think that she's just sort of like, while I'm in med school, just pay for my life.
You know what? It might be cheaper to take out your student loans. Oh, depends on the life she wants.
Sure. And I, admittedly, like, when she told me that she wanted to quit her job so she could go full-time focus on school and her exams, I was like, so who's going to pay for that? And she was like, would you be willing to sponsor me through school? Because once I graduate, I'll be the breadwinner of the family. You know what I mean? Like, we could trade places down the line. So it's like a delayed gratification for right now while she's in school, but it pays off later in life because, you know, she's a doctor. That's the thing we all want, right?
Uh-huh.
But is that even true anymore? You know what I mean?
Depends what you do for a living. If you're a lawyer, maybe not.
Or an Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a lot of money right now.
Yeah, that's very true. And also, like I said, when we first talked about it, like, we're not even engaged or married, so it's, like, feels crazy to invest in, like, a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, then why don't you propose?
Oh, okay.
She's definitely made it abundantly clear that she would say yes, but I haven't popped the question. And she's like, well, I need to know, because if it's not going to be you, I need to find someone who's going to invest in my life while I'm in school.
She's not a GoFundMe. What is this?
Weird.
How weird. I need to find someone who's willing to invest in me, and then I can pay dividends later.
Yes, please. Any donation will help.
Yeah, I know you guys are joking, but, like, that's the situation. She's like, I need somebody who can pay my rent, my phone bill, utilities, food, etc. while I'm in school. She's not going to be working.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this quote-unquote investor, right, will reap the reward when she's a high-paying doctor. It's like she's got a portfolio, like an investment portfolio that she's trying to sell me. If I'm being honest, I had full intentions of getting married, but I just was, like, taking my time. I have no problem helping her out in school, but the way she presented the whole thing was so transactional that I'm just, like, I'm shook by just the interaction. When we have a romantic relationship, to, like, pitch me, like, on Shark Tank is just wild to me.
And if you don't agree to finance her through school, what, is she just going to dump you?
She's like, yes, she's willing to dump me if I don't pay her way so that she can find some dude who will meet her needs.
Now, what if she would have said nothing about this? What if she just would have, you know, said, I'm going back to school, and if she complained about, oh my gosh, my schedule, working, med school, it's a lot, what would have you naturally said to her?
Honestly, that's why I'm at such a weird place right now, because in an instant I would have said, focus on school right now. I can cover the bills. Like, I want you to be happy and get what you need out of school.
So you were going to do this anyway.
In a heartbeat, I would have done this anyway. But, like, naturally. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel natural now because of the way that she, like, pitched me this Canva presentation of selling herself.
Maybe she's just type A. She just needs to
have it
all organized. She's like,
I just feel like she's only with me because I have a good job and make decent money now. Like, I feel like I'm being used now.
Or she was just waiting for you to propose because it's been a long time,
yeah,
and she would have liked to have been married before she went to med school so that this would have happened naturally. But mm-hmm. Now you forced her hand, so here we are.
I mean, I guess, but it's not like we've been dating for 20 years.
Turner, you're in Edina. You love the situation, but why?
I do. I sympathize with the girlfriend in the situation. I'm very similar, I feel. And, like, I've had situations similar to this where, like, everything was going in a certain direction, but then, like, it didn't happen in just the way that they wanted it to, that they expected it to, and, you know, kind of fell apart. And it's similar in this situation. But, like, I would do the same thing that she's doing with, like, okay, here's my plan, and I'd like you to actually buy in and invest in this. We're already heading down this path. We're already going down this road. Like, this is, you know, kind of where we want to be and where we want to go, but I need a commitment, and I'd like to know that you're actually on board, and this isn't something that's going to fall apart in a year, and that you're actually with me on this.
Well, what's funny is that he says, I would have done this. I would have naturally just done this if it would have just come up naturally. But the fact that she wants to make this a formal, okay, so here's our arrangement, you know? And
maybe she's making it formal because she wants him to know that she's not using him. She's like, here's how this can work out. Mm-hmm. I'm not using you, but let's make it formal so you know that you can trust me that I'll pay it back.
And if you don't, then I'll move on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That's the other part that's concerning is that she's like, you know what? Hey, if you're not willing to finance my life, you know, while I'm in med school, someone else will. Avery's in Howard Lake. You say, don't even think about it.
Yeah. If she's willing to dump a 13-year relationship to find someone who's going to fund her future for her, your relationship means nothing more to her than a means to her ends.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's sad, isn't it? That she even threatened that. Oh,
That's a huge red flag.
Huge red flag. Thank you, Avery. Appreciate it. A lot of texts saying red flag list, dude, get out of there. If his love means nothing, then find someone else to be your sugar daddy list. She's just not that into you. She's into herself.
Yeah. She's just given so many signs for him to have every reason to leave.
She's saying you're disposable.
Yeah.
Says this text.
That's completely true because there's no value to him. It's just lock it in so that I can be better.
Well, without marriage, there's no guarantee that he'll reap the benefits in the future.
It's true.
So do you get married? He said he would have done it. He's thought about it, just never got around to it.
I mean, it does feel weird that that would be enough for you to not marry a person you were ready to propose to, but I think she feels like it's just so like business now, you know, it's just like,
Someone said, break up with her and move on. She's not the one for you. An absolute list. There's no guarantee she'll finish her degree and then you'll be stuck with all the debt without a doctorate. Oh man.
Man, this gets touchy. It's a touchy situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's not a lot of love or support for this, which is surprising.
I was surprised too.
More listeners would say, oh, come on. Do you know how hard it is to go to med school and life in general? Like there's no way she could work a full-time job or even a part-time job,
true.
You know, live her life. Yes. Student loan money will help pay for life, but do you really want to get in that kind of debt?
Ooh.
And then be married?
Yeah.
No.
Right. Let's go to Kelly. She's in Minneapolis. You're with Robert's girlfriend on this, huh?
I am, and it's because they've been together for 13 years. My hunch is that she's probably just trying to push his hand towards marriage a little bit. 13 years is a long time, and if they're not living together already, I guess that would make the whole financial thing a lot easier to swallow as if they live together, because if she moved in, then he doesn't have to pay her rent. He's already just paying what he's already paying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's just using this as a way for him to like come to the conclusion, like, hey, let's just get married. This will be easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe enough with the games and just say it then.
True.
If that's really what she's feeling, like, hey, let's get married. Are we going to do this or not? Because I'm going to go into med school and I need to know if I have your support. You know, so am I the one? Just tell me now, because I can't linger anymore. My life has been on hold and I need to move on.
13 years is a long time and then not propose yet. I'd probably be the same. I don't know. I'd be like, finance my house, but well, I would be like.
Just to be clear, I did throw that number out as a joke during the call. I don't know that it's been 13
That's
years.
True. He never did say no.
That was me being sarcastic.
But any amount of years, if it's been 4, 5, 6 years, I mean, you know, get off the pot at that point if you're not ready to, you know?
She just wants to know if he wants to marry her, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Personally, I helped my boyfriend through school. Now he's my husband and a high-paid engineer.
See, it works out.
A lot of people saying sign a contract. Well, good luck. I mean, Robert, I don't know what you're going to do with this, but, you know, I hope it works out for you.
No, but if she's the one, go for it. That's what I say.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is she the one?
Is she the one?